A recent ACLU stop and frisk lawsuit alleged the Milwaukee Police Department was violating the rights of people of color during stops. The city paid out a $3.4 million settlement, which includes money to cover an independent consultant who will monitor the department's progress on racial profiling. Now, the local organization Common Ground, a coalition of community and faith groups, has launched its own investigation into the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department. As WUWM's Mayon Silver reports, the group has not filed a lawsuit, but is seeking to find out whether the department has engaged in systematic racial profiling.
Common Ground is a social justice coalition comprised of over 40 member groups from across southeastern Wisconsin. On a hot and humid Monday morning, leaders of the group have set up a press conference in the parking lot across from the Waukesha County Courthouse.
Why are we here today? All of us citizens, Americans, are deserving of equal treatment and justice from law enforcement individuals, regardless of the color of our skin, our race, our religion, or even our immigration status.
That's Gwen Mosier of Common Ground, introducing Reverends Demetrius Williams and John Patterson. They're coalition members and leaders of two Baptist churches in Milwaukee. Their interaction with the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department wasn't instigated by a traffic stop, but by a flat tire. The two pastors, who are African American, say that on May 1st of this year, they were on their way back from a fishing trip. They say that while they were driving through Waukesha County with a boat trailer, the trailer blew a tire. They say they pulled over and called the insurance company for roadside assistance. A few minutes later, a sheriff's deputy pulled up with flashing lights.
And we thought we were going to receive assistance, but instead, he asked us, did we have drugs or guns in the car, and then asked for our driver's licenses. And when we asked why was he doing this, he said it's our policy.
The pastors say they were already stopped. They say it's not like the deputy pulled them over for a violation. They say they asked why they were being treated that way.
And again, he stated, well, it's our policy. He put the orange sticker on the boat, and we protested. And he said, well, my supervisors in the squad, I have to do it.
Law enforcement can put an orange sticker on a disabled or abandoned vehicle to note that it's been investigated. The two men say they've never told the deputy they were leaving the boat. Pastor Patterson says that instead of being helpful by putting up cones to divert traffic, for instance, the deputies made him feel violated.
They didn't even ask us how we were doing or anything like that. Was there anything that they could do? They just proceeded to treat us like we were a couple of criminals.
The men say they contacted the department in hopes of speaking with Sheriff Severson directly. They say the department offered to let them speak with Severson's second in command. Williams and Patterson say they want sensitivity training for the sheriff's department. Gwen Mosier of Common Ground said the incident left her organization with questions about how the sheriff's department treats other people of color and members of other communities, such as immigrants.
Did this just happen to Reverends Patterson and Williams? Or is it happening to others in your communities and this community of Waukesha County? We need others to come forward. Come and tell us your story. Because if this is a pattern, something has to be done. That is why we are launching a Common Ground investigation.
The group is asking for people to come forward with tweets, calls, or emails detailing negative or positive interactions with the Waukesha Sheriff's Department. They say they are also requesting reports filed by the deputy who dealt with the two men to find out if he asks all disabled motorists if they have guns or drugs in the car. Mosier says depending on what they find out, Common Ground may have a public hearing in the fall to document the results. Melvin Grisby Jr. is an African-American who lives in Brookfield. He says he hopes the press conference shines a light on the issue.
Honestly, today, just for awareness to be brought and for it to be talked about and hopefully sit down and, you know, have productive conversations and productive solutions to the issue. I mean, if we to do nothing, the same thing is going to keep occurring and we're going to be sitting out here in front of the courthouse over and over again.
Waukesha County Sheriff Eric Severson provided a statement about the incident, indicating that racial profiling is prohibited in his department. The sheriff wrote that he investigated the incident and found, quote, no violations of policy, training, or procedure. He wrote that there was no evidence that the deputy's actions were racially motivated. He said there were no improper detentions, arrests, use of force, or other unprofessional conduct. Mayan Silver, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.